Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Hot dogs. Just flies out of my mouth like that, hot dog. But hot dog is how you say it.
Hot dog.
Not hot.
It's not hot.
Hot dog.
Isn't that like a...
I'm not from New York.
Isn't that like East Coast, though? That's not Boston? Hot?
Hot? No, that's New York.
Oh, that's New York?
New York. Yeah.
I thought Boston was a hot dog, right?
Boston is more of a hot dog.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah. It's more about the ass in Boston, and then it's more about...
Are we rolling right now?
I don't know.
Is this a secret show?
Yeah, we're rolling.
There's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, I could just cut it out. It's good.
Ditch all that. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for 11-11.
Oh, yeah.
2022. It's a big day for Jane. She loves it. Oh, my God. I go, today must be your lucky day. And she's all, 100.
Oh, is that what she wrote you?
11-11.
You two really are a great couple.
We are a nice couple. Yeah. We get along with like old ladies sitting on, knitting on the front porch.
Very nice.
One of us is in a coffin, inexplicably. But the other one is, you know, got my curlers in. Whatever. I don't know what old ladies have. I'm not one of those yet. I just look like one. I am not one. The other day I was walking around in, it was Wednesday. I walked down to get our food, you know, down the street from the station. And it was just like a beautiful day and I'm feeling good and I'm walking and I get out, you know, I'm just bopping along. And it occurred to me, I'm like, you know, life really, as long as you're feeling good, you feel the same your whole life. Like it was, I don't know, not like really an epiphany, but just I felt so good. And then I remembered about my gray hair and, you know, how old I am. And I went, who fucking cares?
And you remember your own saying, right? Which I'm going to post right now.
Carcass is carcass?
Yeah, no, not carcass. That's the other one that you did. I'm going to post the results up.
What are the results? Let me guess. Everyone thinks I said it first, even though.
Not everyone. It's actually everyone pretty got it close. Yeah. It's 53 to 47, but.
Oh, it's still there, huh?
You win, ultimately. You did it.
Way to win, Sarah.
Thanks, I guess. That's great. Thanks, guys.
Great job, Sarah.
Feels good.
As always.
Winning. Duh. All right, let's get down to business here because I really do want to... I want to have time to chat about this. So... the initial email that we got, and I don't know what day I read this, the title of it was, What the Fuck Do I Do With This Information? And it's about the lady who's been married for 7 years. She's super happy. They've got kids. They live in Capitola, which is beautiful. She says, Sarah, my husband is my John. We have a loving relationship. We communicate well. We're a strong team. Best friend, favorite person in the world. So she met her husband through a friend that she had since college, and his name was C in the email. So she's known C for 20 years. She's known her husband for 10 years or whatever.
Okay.
And she actually met her husband through this friend. So, and, she, you know, in college, she banged C a couple times, and all they really figured out about it was that, yuck, that's not, the, you know, we're better as friends.
Well, hold on. All she really figured out about it.
Right. As it turns out, C's got some kind of axe to grind because on their wedding day, 3 years later, after, you know, she meets her husband, C's a groomsman. He's in the party. And he decides to say to the husband on his wedding day, before he marries the woman who's writing us, he made a comment to my husband along the lines of how he had me first. I hit it first. This guy, and she knows, she says, this guy can be a major asshole, but Why on that day of all days would he ever have brought this up? So the husband buries it. 7 years go by before they're watching some show, and he gets, the husband gets triggered by it, and he's kind of like freaking out. And she finally gets out of him this story about what C said on their wedding day. So, and things have been kind of a bummer since. Like, she actually feels, he's like, it's fine, whatever. She doesn't feel like she hid it from him. If he'd ever asked, she would have told him. And she felt like it was something he already knew. Anyway, he's bummed. And so she now. So here's the update. I gave you like a little.
I think that was a good reset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that we, you know, if hopefully you heard the episode, because we had, I think, appropriate reactions.
Right. Extensive comments about it.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it quite a bit. So it is interesting to get this update. Let's hear what they say, and then we can go back over it.
All right. Alice Radio Fam. I am the woman who wrote in about my friend C, the one who told my husband on our wedding day that he'd slept with me first. I want to thank you for not only reading my email, but for telling me I should have my husband listen to that particular secret show. He did, and we listened to it together.
Oh.
I actually did think, too, and I think we said this. My first thought was have him listen to the secret show. My second thought was maybe don't tell him that you wrote to a radio station about your that you fucked some guy before you fucked your husband. She says, before I get into how he responded to your advice, I want to clear up a couple questions that you guys had. You didn't ask for this info, but fuck it, C's name is blank. I'm not going to say it because it feels angry. I'm not going to. I feel with the pain he caused, I don't care to protect his name. We can call him C the cunt. So his name's Cunty. Okay. Isn't that weird? Cunty the cunt. C said what he said to my husband after the ceremony, not before. He had some drinks, but was not wasted. So let me look at the original email. On our wedding day, he made a... We assumed that this happened before they married. I assumed it. Here's how the sentence go. I finally got it out of him that on our wedding day, C made a comment to my husband along the lines of how he had me first, basically telling my husband in so many words that we had had sex in the past well before my husband was in the picture. So I guess I just assumed that that was pre-.
Yeah, I think I did too. But either way, it's still not something that should have come out. I did think that I sort of based my hostility towards C on him not being drunk yet. But even at the time, you guys said, if it's before the wedding, plenty of people drink before the wedding. So it's possible
right. He
already was semi-high if it had been before. We now know it's after. Okay, either way.
She says he had some drinks, but was not wasted. Okay. Still, terrible thing to say to someone on their wedding day. When Corey said these words to my husband, he was not joking, did not smile, looked him straight in the face, and said it. Is that a sociopath? She asks. It is not the only thing my husband thinks about from that day. It is actually the thing that he had buried for 7 years, trying hard not to think about it from that day. So he remembers the wedding fondly. He has fond memories from that. C does not have any romantic interest in me, nor do I with him. He just said it to be a dick. Mm-hmm. So we listened to what you all had to say. And from both of us, I would like to say thank you. Your reaction to the situation really made us feel like we were not alone. We have a very tight circle of friends, and C is a part of that. So it's not something we feel like we can talk about with our friends unless one day we decide to approach C on this topic. My husband loves me. I love him. We both know that. After listening, we talked about how nothing and no one will get in the way of that. Not even our cunt friend Cunty. My husband said that I may not be the one who got away, but I am the closest girlfriend that C has ever had. And though there wasn't romantic intention, he could have felt lost with me getting married. Almost a jealous, immature, hateful reaction for not finding his person yet. That's a mature way to look at it. That is absolutely possible. You know, sometimes you have a friend of an opposite sex and they're truly a friend and you feel like, oh, they like this. They're my best friend and they like this other person more. It has been a hard thing to wrestle with, though. I honestly feel like I'm grieving one of my best friends without him knowing it. That's interesting because she feels totally betrayed by this, and he was one of her best friends. Vinny, you said our story stuck with you, and while you were making dinner, you thought about it. And the more you thought about it, the more fucked up it is. We couldn't agree more. The feelings escalate the more we think about it. You know what's nice about this, though, is that I do feel like us talking about it got them to talk about it.
Yeah.
And to see it from other people's perspective. God, we're so fucking helpful.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you. We are helpful. I agree with you 100%. We are a good person.
Yeah.
I would say that I was sitting in there, and the more I thought about it, the more, and I think I said this at the time when I reintroduced the subject and said I'd been thinking about it. And I said, you know, I think guys have a tendency to fucking scoreboard no matter what. Yep. We're always, and sometimes it's because of the, you know, societal pressures, and that's just who we've become. We're always competing for, you know, the biggest dick, the best car, the best job, the most money, the best
hottest
girlfriend, whatever, right? So I do feel like there's nothing innocent about what that guy said.
Agreed.
Not one. There's no zero excusable letters in the sentences he aimed at your husband. It's just not an option. I would never, I don't care if he drank. I don't care if, you know, he calls and writes in and says, well, you know, I was sad. No, that was that dude's wedding day. And under what sun do you think there's a guy out there going, you know who I want to see on my wedding day? All the people who fucked my wife before I got there. Like, yeah. there's no day, no night, no sun, no sky under which a guy would say, that would sound good on my wedding day. Like right after we have our first dance, I'd love to know that you were there first. That'd be great, C.
It's so out of line that you almost can't enunciate that enough, or whatever, you know, you're emphatically, yeah, it was so wrong. It's completely just an asshole move. There's no other word for it. Oh, he's so
I feel this is one of the things that bummed me out about it when I thought by myself. Guys struggle with, you know, I take that back. I struggle with who I want to be. So there are times when I'll decide something, how I'm going to react to something, because that's who I want to be, even though what I really want to do is be an immature cunt and go kick someone's fucking head in. So there are times when I'll be like, okay, I'm going to roll with this because I feel like that's the right move to make. And I'm guessing that's what he's had to do. Stuff it. Eat it. Sit there and be like, okay, I'm sitting in a room with this dude who had to tell me he did my wife on my wedding day, and I'm mad at him, and I'm trying to process this and be cool about this because I don't want to make a scene, and I love my wife, and all that stuff he's had to sit there and deal with. Think of how many countless times this dude's been around and not feeling any of it.
Yeah, they're close friends.
Right.
Yeah, this guy doesn't care. She's got some fucking, I want to make sure you know I fucked this chick first. Like, that's just, it's just so wrong.
Well, you can see
selfish.
It, right? So he says that and then goes, oh, look, there's shrimp, everyone. You know, like, you fucking dick. What? And now right. You're off to go, you know, have
the
poo-poo
the
platter. You
yeah.
Motherfucker. Like, I just, so to me, I do feel for your husband. He's tried to be a cool guy about it. He's tried to be mature about it. But the truth is, and this is just me, I would have fucking cut that guy off. As much as I would want to be a cool guy and be able to handle whatever came out, whenever it came out, I would be like, and I probably wouldn't say because I wouldn't, but I would be done with that dude. So your husband's been, I don't know, a good sport or tried to be a cool guy despite probably wanting to tackle that guy and pound his head in.
Yeah, that's
and it's not that he was there.
Hard to tamp that down. That's angry time. That's just like something that's just needling you your
right.
whole and, life.
And to be clear, it's not that you had sex with someone before you two met.
It's not.
It's about what that guy did on his wedding day, and it's so specific. so specific. It's really that scoreboard crap that isn't. Yeah. He shouldn't have to have that in his life. I'd cut incredibly that guy out.
Incredibly mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. Just like there can't be anything but bad intentions and shitty feelings behind saying something like that.
We call those fighting words.
Yeah.
When I grew up. Well, those are fighting words, dude. You fucking, okay. All right, let's go. You know.
Luckily, your husband is mature enough to say, okay, it's my wedding day, and I'm just going to eat that and bury that, and I'm going to not ruin my brand new wife's day by beating the fuck out of her friend. Yeah, this sucks.
But
all right, anyway,
he's had to keep seeing this guy, so that's the thing.
I know, for years.
Ugh.
Well, and it's funny, too, because he says, like, I really, truly did bury what he said. You know, is what I'm getting from the top part of the thing. I think of plenty of things about our wedding. I had a great day. I love you. We have kids. I love our life. But he gets reminded of this thing, and it came crashing down on him at this point as they're watching whatever the fuck show they were watching. It's okay. So let me just read you the rest of this, and we can
okay
if we have any more to say about it. So, Vinny, you said our story stuck with you. You were making dinner. You thought about it. The more you thought about it, the more fucked up it is. We couldn't agree more. The feelings escalate the more we think about it. So this is where we are at with it. I have found I'm one of the few people in Cunty's life that speaks up to him and doesn't put up with his shit. So I may have to say something for my own closure, but I don't know yet. I'm going to stop right there. Never give Cunty the satisfaction of knowing that his words bothered your husband. Don't do it. The husband shouldn't say anything to him, and you shouldn't say anything to him. I'm kind of with you, Vinny. Like, cut this guy out of your fucking life. But if you're not going to do that, I really do think that he'll get some measure of satisfaction, whether he's abashed, and, oh, I shouldn't have said, you're right, I shouldn't have, he apologized, whatever, in him. The shitty person who's able to say that to someone on their wedding day will also take some satisfaction from knowing that it fucking bothered him. Mm-hmm. And it bothered him, and it has continued to bother him. Don't do it. I say never do it. But that's just me.
I agree.
Okay. Am I going to go on? Anybody else?
Go on. Jumping in?
Okay. For my own closure, but I don't know yet. This all makes me so angry, disgusted, but even more so sad. And to be honest, Cunty may know something is up the next time I see him, because it might be hard for me to be fake. He should know. But dude, I wouldn't admit it to him. No, just I'm kind of over you. You're kind of a dick. Listening to you all allowed my husband to open up more to me about it and how he's feeling. I think that was the thing I hoped would happen. He said it felt like therapy to him. Can't believe we are such a good therapist.
Mm.
And he knows he needs to process this on his own. Thanks again for saying we did nothing wrong. We knew that, but it's nice to hear it said out loud by you all, since we've not confided in anyone else about it. Thank you again for your input. You know, I know we have a sponsor, betterhelp.com, but this is, I mean, how many times have we said that? Sometimes you can't figure it out by yourself. Whatever it is, you only see it the way you see it. And hearing other people's, another person's, however, you know, whatever, group therapy, one-on-one therapy, sometimes it's really helpful to hear either how somebody else processed it or find out coping mechanisms for yourself to process something. Like, I have feel for these. It's just such a simple thing that set up a whole cascade of emotions and repressed feelings over all this time. I'm really glad we fixed them. Oh, we're amazing. How do we do it? God.
Oh, I'm getting a cramp from patting myself on the back. Shit.
Yeah, I know. My arm is starting to actually hurt.
Bryn, seriously. Some guy says that to you on your wedding day to Anita. You're not going to be like,
I'm telling you.
That's cool.
I couldn't find the words. I would just translate that as, those are fighting words, and the only way I can respond is with fighting moves.
Right.
But couldn't you now, as a 40-year-old dude, be like, okay, I'm gonna restrain myself.
Yeah, with all my wisdom from you guys.
Yes.
I think I would probably just have my boys kick his ass.
Hey, take this guy outside. I'm not gonna tell you why, but he fucked my wife, and I need you to do something about it.
This is, but you got to be clear. Like, it's not that your wife had a life before, you know, you arrived. It's that this guy decided he needed you to know that he, and especially maybe they didn't use that song, but the way you sang that song, it's the same thing Ray J was saying. It's that.
It's na 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 yeah. na. That's yep. what it is. I yeah. got her burn.
Eat that.
Eat it on your wedding day.
For Ray J, in that situation, he's like, oh, and watch the video. And the worst part is Kanye is like, yeah, I watch that video all the time. What the hell's going on over there?
What the hell? Yeah, that's all right. Well, listen, I really feel like we're ending on a high note for the week. I mean, yeah. again, with the my arm hurts from patting myself on the back. All of us. We should just pat each other on the back. Cause it's, makes sense. Know, yeah, that would be easier for us.
Like a circle pat.
Like a circle yeah. pat. Exactly. Yeah.
Great job, team.
Good job, team. Nice
Anybody
job.
Closing thoughts for the week?
I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. Send your letters to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Maybe we'll get some of your stuff, too.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question on our way out.
Yeah.
We do this thing at my house where we're like, family hug, and everybody gets in, and we do a whole, like, all of us together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys do that ever? No?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do that, too, Bryn?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Derek's often kind of standoffish.
He's he's too cool to do it?
He's like, all right, sometimes.
Well, he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy, you know. Well,
22, figuring it out, you know.
Yeah. Like, I literally can't wait for the family hug when Sean gets home next week.
Oh.
I know, so excited.
What? So you think he's going to, like, what's going to happen? Is he going to stay in New York?
Yeah, he loves it in New York. He's in a studio all the time. He's like he's got a whole thing going on.
Wow.
Now if he could just start making money doing it. Wow, that'd be amazing.
Well, you know the music industry, Mom. I mean, I'm really gonna need it. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like playing the lottery. I mean, I'm good, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Listen, send that 5K.
I have a lottery ticket.
Send that 10K.
No.
Oh, look, my ATM card to your account has expired. Send me a new ATM card.
Nope. Not
oh, boy.
Happen. Yeah.
All right. Well,
anyway, let's have those magic words, my friend.
The end.
Happy Friday.